Success and failure are two things everyone is somewhat familiar with. And success and failure come not because of how we act toward life, but how we think toward ourselves and how we think toward whatever it is we're doing. We sometimes wonder why it is that we are faced with this supreme contingencies that thwart our way, that stop us from achieving our greatest goal. A great man once said, supreme excellence consists in breaking the enemy's resistance without fighting. Supreme excellence consists in breaking the enemy's resistance without fighting. Agree with your adversary quickly. Sun Tao, the strategist and philosopher, said supreme excellence consists in breaking the enemy's resistance without fighting, and Jesus the Christ said, agree with your enemy quickly. Agree with your adversary quickly. Why should we do that? Why should we seek to break the resistance without fighting? Well, we have an intelligence, we have a mind, we have the ability to look at life and either let life control us or we control life. Do we really want to be in a world of constant conflict? Do we want to be in a world where supreme excellence needs to be demonstrated to break the enemy's resistance without fighting? Well, that's the words of the master teacher who said, agree with your adversary quickly. Now, to agree with our adversary doesn't mean that we agree with what they're doing or what they're saying or what their actions are, but we disengage them, we take the power out of the fighting, we take the power out of the argument, we take the power out of the concern, and we bring balance and peace into its place. So someone says to you, you're a rotten person, you're a terrible person, I don't like you at all. And you say to them, well, we all have our opinions. I sort of like myself. I sort of think I'm a nice guy. Now, why do you think I'm not a nice guy? You're agreeing with him and you're not agreeing with him. What you're doing is you're giving your adversary an opportunity to express what he really means when he comes up with his opposition. You're not saying, you're right, I'm nothing. You're not saying, you're right, I'm a terrible person. What you're saying is, everyone's allowed to have their own opinion. That's what the world is all about. And our opinion is our own sacred territory. It doesn't mean that everyone has to agree with our opinion, but everyone has to allow for it if you're going to be a master. All the wars in the world would cease to exist if we would just break the resistance and come up with an understanding heart, come up with a realization that every nation has the right to live in their own pattern. And sometimes that pattern is not harmonious with ours, and then we let them alone. If and when their pattern begins to conflict with ours, then we say to them, this is our pattern, and you have yours. And when they try to enforce their pattern upon us, rather than fighting them, rather than arguing with them, rather than being destroyed by them, we sort of break their resistance. We agree with our adversary. And in agreeing with our adversary, yeah, you may be right. You may be right. I could do it better. You may be right. This way may be not the best way to do it. But if you can get yourself to agree with someone you disagree with, If you can get yourself to perceive, to understand what the other person is doing and how they're thinking and how they're acting, then peace reigns. And peace is more wonderful, more mighty, more grand than any right self-righteousness we could ever have. And really, the conflicts of the world are based purely, totally, almost entirely on self-righteousness. We believe we're right, and they believe they're right. And so long as we go around believing that we're right, contrary to another person's belief or another country's belief or another belief, then there'll be no growth, there'll be no balance, there'll be no peace, there'll be no love. But when we allow, not tolerate, but when we allow other people to have their way of thinking, and when we go a step further, understand what their thinking is, why they have the thinking they do, why they have the understanding they do, we become not tolerant persons. To become tolerant means we accept what they're doing and we don't agree with it. We accept it, but we are totally in opposition to it. But when we understand why the historical picture behind a country's actions or a people's actions or a person's actions, when we understand the background, we come into a greater appreciation of why they're doing what they're doing. And we find that sometimes a little illumination on our part, a little spiritually delightful conversation that does not challenge them, but offers them an opportunity to express why they do the things they're doing. And in our coming aware of why they're doing things they're doing, rather than going to war with them, we say, well, can we help in any way? Is there anything I can do to make your life more blessed? Is there anything I can do to give your life a different tilt, you know? Sometimes it's just a matter of our caring and our sincere caring. It cannot be a sub-motivational sharing that we do merely to get our own way, merely to use these words of Sun Tao or to use the words of Jesus and try to get the world to do what we want it to do. But it's a matter of coming aware that we can bring peace on earth by our statement of truth. There now is peace on earth, and it began with me. And it's true. Every conversation we have, if it is peaceful, it brings peace on earth. Every attitude we have, if it is peaceful, it brings peace on earth. Every awareness that we have, if it is peaceful, it brings peace on earth. It does not only bring peace on earth, it reveals the peace that's already there. Behind every problem stands peace. Behind every imbalance stands balance. Behind every worry stands understanding, stands the feeling of self-confidence, stands the feeling of all is right. To every negative or appearing negative word is a positive concept, a positive concept that stands forth and shows all the world that it is balance, it is peace, it is harmony. And this is what I choose to look for in all the world. I choose to look for harmony and balance and peace and joy. I choose to do that 100% of the time. I choose to do that 100% of the time, and I do that 100% of the time. And I do that because whenever my thought tends to wander away from the positive attitude of life, I feel it, I know it. And instantly, before it has a chance to even lift its foot fully off the ground to take the first step. I claim the truth. I claim right action. I claim the purity. I claim the balance. And in claiming the balance, I enjoy the peace. With me, claim the balance for all that is good and beautiful. We don't want to break the enemy's resistance. We don't want to necessarily agree with our adversary. We want to agree with the truth. We want to agree with balance and harmony and love and peace. And to do that, we are first peaceful, balanced, and harmonious in ourselves. And that's all it takes. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.